Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Today We Learned is brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors, Mack Weldon.
I'll say. I will say that because, you know what? I was actually wearing my Mack Weldon clothes today, and they fit like a dream. Mack Weldon, they believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. You know, I was navigating their site. It was pretty easy in my experience. Like, I pretty much found what I was looking for right away. You know, they've got awesome undershirts. They've got awesome sweatpants. They've got awesome boxer shorts. So if you're tired of having your downstairs region just treated like it's not the most important part of your body, then you owe it to yourself.
Mack Weldon is
nice.
For
Mack
you.
Weldon.
Yeah.
They will support you.
Yeah, what's awesome about Mack Weldon is all their products are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor.
Yeah, and I don't have a sense of smell, but I worry about it constantly. So having that quite literally in my back pocket is a relief.
Yeah, it's great. Mack Weldon is awesome because they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. They'll refund you.
Yeah,
you keep it.
They won't ask you your social security number. They won't ask you what your greatest fears are. They won't ask you when the last time you cried is.
No.
We will.
Yeah.
We will absolutely do that.
We will ask you that. And not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well too. It's great for working out,
Ooh.
Going to work,
Ooh.
Going out on dates, just
Ooh.
Everyday life, or not going on dates
yeah.
if you're Razzle, you know.
Yeah. But then
not to make this personal,
least,
but hey, you know.
At least you'll be comfortable.
Hey,
at least
I'm comfortable when I wear my Mack Weldon
yeah.
at home, crying alone. I'm very comfortable.
Yeah. So guys, do us a solid, show your support. Go to MackWeldon.com and you can get 20% off your order using the promo code TWL.
Yeah.
That's TWL at MackWeldon.com, 20% off. And yeah, check it out. I honestly, you know, a lot of times I hear these ads at the beginning of podcasts, I'm a little skeptical, but having worn their clothing, it's super comfy and fits well. So yeah, I
That's
recommend
great.
It.
Do it. Please support Mack Weldon. They're supporting us. And, you know, because Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now.
That's what I always say.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello and welcome to Today We Learn, a fine Monday to you all, unless you're listening to this on a Tuesday, in which case, where were you yesterday? Guys, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. We have a tremendous episode for you today. I am genuinely excited for you to hear it, because our guest was a delight. We cover a wide array of topics. My name is Dan, in case this is your first time ever listening to it. My co-host here, his voice was stolen, or he's just waiting for the right time to strike like a sniper, like Bradley Cooper, an American Sniper, or like Owen Wilson in Behind Enemy Lines. Was he a sniper in that? Oh, no, he was a down fighter pilot. Like, who was an enemy at the gates? Was that? Who am I thinking of? Enemy at the gates. You know, that's one of the facts we don't cover on this show. But if I had to wager a guess, I would say, oh my God, this is not, it's not going well. Jude Law, he was an enemy at the gates, as was Ed Harris. Wow. We covered a lot of ground already. Anyway, today's show is going to be a real thriller, a chiller, and a genuine killer. We have, you've probably seen her on Vine, on Instagram. She was named one of 2015's most influential people on the internet by Time Magazine. You know what Time Magazine is. It's something you read every day. I assume. I don't know your life, but if you're anything like me, you go down to the newsstand. You buy a new copy of Time, even if it's the one that you read yesterday, and you read it cover to cover, and then you hide it somewhere on a bus or a train. You pay it forward a little bit, just so you provide reading material for people who don't have anything to read. And you know what? That they deemed our guest fit to be one of the most influential people on the internet of 2015. And you've seen her probably a dozen other places that I'm neglecting to mention right now. But yeah, I think that you guys are really going to dig this episode. So without further ado, let's light this candle, shall
we?
Oh,
I'm going to say hi. I just didn't want to talk over you.
Oh, sorry.
I just didn't want to interrupt your fine introduction.
I left so many openings.
You left zero openings, Dan. My name is Jude Law, and I was in that.
You were in Enemy at the Gates.
Enemy at the Gates.
You let me sweat it out there. I knew I saw you somewhere. I left you in Spy.
This is... Spy. I was great in Spy. My name is Razzle, if you don't know who I am. This is a very, very fun podcast. My friend Brittany stops by. We're going to say her full name when we introduce her.
Yeah.
But you click download, and chances are you're one of her fans listening to this as well. She's got tons. She's huge. She was, as of last year, she was the most followed female fine star Up until November 2015. She's very funny, very quick, very smart girl. And, you know, it's a pleasure to have her on this show, especially one that, you know, we have a great sponsor for, because it's, you know, we like to give our sponsors great shows. And this is probably one of the funnier episodes so far I've had. We get a lot of fun facts, but we also have a lot of laughs and a lot of play, which is one reason why I love doing the show, because it's always fun to merge humor and fun facts there.
Yeah, no one would just want a duo that was Kid. They want Kid and Play.
And Play, absolutely. And they want a house party with guests.
Exactly.
So we have a great guest for this house party.
House party 2, now with guests.
House party 2 with snacks, but no guests.
Well, what do I do with all these treats?
I brought hummus.
This is a great intro, Dan.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. Hey, everybody, you guys are in for a treat, so we're going to stop talking right now, and we're going to get you the meat of the episode.
Exactly.
We're going to light this candle, as Dan says.
Yes. Shall we?
Shall
we? Ready?
Yeah, right. Ready? Here we go. Hold on. Let's get into our radio voices. Ready? Hold on. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Today we learn number 123 with Brittany Furlon.
Gentlemen. Let's broaden our minds.
Awesome. We rolling?
I've been rolling since before I got here.
Yeah,
guys.
That ayahuasca's about to kick in.
You guys, I might think you're both turtles halfway through this interview.
It's okay. I'm used to being a spirit guide.
Here's the deal. This is perfect that we're talking about this, because I'm going to look this up and we can discuss this later, because I have no fucking clue what ayahuasca is.
You don't know about ayahuasca?
I don't know what it is. So we'll talk about that we'll learn about that in a second here.
Okay.
Let me introduce you.
Okay.
All right, everybody, this is Brittany. Okay. Now tell me about it.
Okay, that's it, guys. Hi, I'm Brittany. That's all you need to know. My name's Brittany, and that's it. It's a super common name. A bunch of people have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a very, very funny, very awesome guest. I've recently become friends with her. Met her a long time ago
when
I first moved into town here. About 6 years ago, I met you at Brewco in Westwood.
Oh, my God.
Ages ago, like a whole lifetime ago. Then we've recently became reacquainted over Christmas time at our buddy Seth's house. He had a Christmas party. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a comedic actress, internet personality, according to Time Magazine. She was voted one of the most influential people on the internet in 2015. She was the number one female Vine star until November 2015, when you were surpassed by Lili Pons. Shout out to Lili Pons. We couldn't get her, so we had you on.
Oh,
ice
fuck.
Cold.
Well, she's also 18, guys.
Oh,
come on,
well,
all right?
That's age of consent in most states.
That's legal in every
state.
Yeah,
it's
18,
legal.
You're fine. It would be an issue if you said 17 or younger.
Do 18-year-olds do podcasts?
no, they still need to hit 21.
Exactly, right? Podcasts have like a legal age.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brittany Furlon.
Hi. I just was super weird. Yeah, hi, guys. Hey, thanks for having me.
Hold on, let me put on my microphone.
Hi. I just get really different. They're like, wow, she wasn't like this at Seth's house. But how weird was it that when we first met, you were doing stand-up too, open mics, right?
Yeah.
So we were both doing stand-up. This was like, what, 10 years ago?
About 6 years ago. Six and a half. Ago. Yeah.
Well, didn't even do that open mic at Brewco anymore.
No. Nope. They closed, right?
Yeah.
Brewco closed.
That's
totally
a big reason why.
The open mics are the reason they closed. Yeah. I was like, I can't listen to this comedy anymore.
Too good.
Yeah, the jokes killed it. They gave the beer away for free, but they just closed because the jokes were so bad.
We got to go to the Ha Ha Cafe in North Hollywood.
And the Brewco was so weird because it was interesting because it was like a three-story, it was like a castle. Like when you go in, like when you think of like Game of Thrones and you go to the castle of the north, how you walk in the courtyard and there's like things there and there's weird staircases in every direction with rooms in different locations.
Yeah.
It was like that where it's like you walk in and you're like, okay, this is the bar.
It was so
weird. But then there's a courtyard with a staircase up to like two different staircases.
And then Peter Dinklage was always there. So you're like, this is totally like Game of Thrones. Yeah. It was so weird.
We're like, we love Elf.
Yeah. No, it was a crazy time. It was really funny. Yeah. That was it was so different. You had a huge beard.
I did.
I don't know. Yeah. I like it much better without the beard.
Oh,
I must
you.
Say.
Thank
it is really
I have like a 5-day beard.
That's 5 days?
No, this is like 2 days.
Whoa.
You're fast.
Hairy as fuck.
Yeah, if you take photos
of me, they turn out werewolf.
Yeah.
I thought I was hairy. I'm Italian. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Wow, you actually got me beat.
Yeah.
And you're Irish, right?
Pa Scottish or something like that. I don't know.
Scottish?
Yeah.
I'm like,
pa Scottish.
It's like biscotti.
It's like biscotti.
I'm some Polish, some Southern, some Scottish. Well, I say Southern because my grandma was born and raised in Alabama, so who the fuck knows what that is.
I love how you just turned into someone from Alabama when you said Alabama. Yeah, my grandmother was born and raised from Alabama.
Hold on, my heritage is coming out.
Hold on. So but my dad's grandmother on the mom's side was a McLeod, so who knows?
Like, you know, the Highlander?
Yeah, there can be only one.
Damn, that's amazing.
Brittany.
Hi.
You know this because I told you this like eight hours ago or 4 hours ago, but our listeners know this.
Yeah.
We like to start off each podcast with the guests providing a fun fact about themselves or something you learned recently. There can be no rules.
Just a fun fact?
Yeah, anything.
Like that people wouldn't know about me?
Yeah, anything. Or something you maybe learned recently about ayahuasca.
Hilarious. It has to be a fun fact?
It can be a boring
fact. It can
be
like a terrible fact. It can be about like child soldiers.
Most of my facts are sad.
It can be a very sad fact. How many medications of depression are you on?
Oh, God.
Because I'm on 7.
That's a real one. Guys, I don't want this to get too real, okay? I want to keep this very surface level, okay?
Yeah.
A fact that not a lot of people know about me, I guess, I don't know. I had OCD really badly when I was younger.
Okay.
So that's something that people don't know about me.
Okay,
I think.
What kind of OCD?
I had this weird thing one day when my parents got divorced when I was really – I started getting really dark. I'm like, just go ahead and put on like the soundtrack to Shawshank Redemption, please.
My parents got divorced when my father murdered my brother.
Yeah, I was sorry. It was a really, really rough time. There was a movie about my family on Lifetime. Let's talk about it.
I still don't get the money
from
that.
The Unauthorized Full House story?
No, so basically my parents got divorced when I was really young. And then like – I mean obviously like I didn't feel affected by it. I was like actually so happy that my parents got divorced. But then like obviously like sometimes things affect you and you don't realize they're affecting you. So then I started doing like weird things like – before I would leave my room, I would have to turn my light switch up and down 8 times. And just one day I just woke up and it just happened. And I was like, you know what? I turned my light switch off. And then I was like, wait, I should turn it back on, turn it back off, and turn it back on, and turn it back off. And it was something with the word, with the number 8. It had to be even numbers because odd numbers were evil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't ask. Okay. So I had to do it 8 times and then I could leave. And then it just got worse and worse. Like I'd have to do my light switch 8 times. I'd have to walk up and down the stairs 8 times. I'd have to check all the stoves and all the appliances like 8 times. Like it was horrible. So it would take me like 45 minutes to get to school, right?
Oh, gosh.
And it was horrible. And so my dad was like, you know, gone to work already. So it was just like me doing this whole routine. And I even like would get up early to make time to do this crazy routine, right? And so I was in school, and you know how they used to put your desks in pairs?
Yeah.
Like you would have to put them, you know, in twos, right? So I was sitting next to this kid, and he was really gross. He used to always pick his nose and eat his boogers.
What's his name?
Michael Schremeyer.
Oh, I know Michael.
Let's bring him on out. Michael, come on in. You
still,
gross man.
You fucking, look at that fucking
nothing's
nose.
Changed.
Yeah, he's still eating his boogers. Oh my God. But no, I can't believe I totally remembered his name. It's so funny. Anyway, so he's listening to this. He's a big listener. He comes at me. He has me murdered. I get murdered in a few years from Michael Schremeyer.
Darkest secret.
Anyway, so he ended up sitting next to me. I never mind anyone sitting next to me, but he was really gross. And all of a sudden I got this weird thought in my head that because our desks were attached, that his germs were going to flow through the desk and into me.
Okay.
Because it was like an OCD thing. So then I realized, like, I was like, I have to separate the desks a little bit, like just a little bit. There has to be a tiny space. So like the teacher would always walk by and like push the desks together if they got too far apart, right? So the kids behind me had their desks kind of far apart, and I always kept like this little sliver of space between me and Michael to make sure, you know, the germs didn't flow through.
Of course.
You guys sure you want to have me on this podcast?
Oh, yeah. No, this is exactly what I wanted.
Okay. So then
this is called Throwing Under the Bus podcast.
Right. Exactly. Brittany Ferland's fucking crazy podcast. So basically I had this little sliver of space between mine and Michael's desk, and my teacher walks by and she pushes the desk together, and then I wait till she walks away and I inch it a little further away, but obviously it makes noise because they were those old shitty desks. And she turns around and she walks back to me and she looks me straight in the eyes and she pushes the desk.
Whoa.
And then I got so upset that she did that because I was like, bitch, you do not understand. I'm going to turn into fucking booger eating Michael Schremeyer.
Yeah.
If you fucking do this shit to me, you're going to ruin my life. I'm going to be eating my boogers for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So I look her in the eye and I move the desk back. And she like looks at me and she's like, what is wrong with you? And I run out of the classroom. I was like devastated. I was like crying. I was so upset because I didn't want to say anything.
Were you picking your nose?
I was picking my nose. I was turning into Michael Schremeyer. I was developing.
He
had freckles and red hair. No offense to my best friend Kayla, who's here right now because she's gorgeous. But he was horrifying looking. No offense, Michael, if you're also listening, please
do
not.
She said was.
I said was. You're probably really handsome right now. Yeah, it turned several.
Like
he'd have to have turned 17
corners. Like an Eddie Redmayne type.
Yeah, exactly. Eddie Redmayne. Jesus Christ. Okay, so... So finally, she comes out to meet me, and she goes, what is wrong with you? Why can't you? And I explained to her. I said, if you put mine and Michael's desk together, then Michael's germs are going to flow through his desk into me, and I'm going to turn into Michael Schremeyer and eat my boogers. And I was crying, and she's like, all right, we're going to have to take you to the counselor's office. It took me, like, right to the counselor's office, and then my guidance counselor found out I had really bad OCD. And then they sent me to a therapist and I got rid of it.
Yeah.
Do you guys mind what I'm just going to knock on this desk?
Yeah. Do you guys mind?
Can you tell that story 7 more times?
Yeah, actually, I was just going to ask you if you don't mind. I got to tell that story 7 more times.
Don't leave out anything.
No offense to anyone who has it. We're not trying to make light of OCD. Obviously, no. It was horrible, but it was crazy. Yeah. Not a lot of people know that about me.
Yeah. I used to have OCD 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and I don't anymore, luckily.
Did you really have it too?
Yeah, no. Oh, I mean, I do to an extent. I have a habit when I drive that I make sure my doors are locked quite a bit, and I will always like...
That's just an LA thing.
Yeah. Oh, someone's trying to get my car great.
Like while I'm driving, I'll do that, and I'll make sure my windows are up. Like, I'll do my fronts and then my backs, and I tend to do them like a couple times, like even though they're up completely.
Yeah, you definitely know they're up, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a little bit. I like things to, when I'm placing things, I like them to look like symmetrical.
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone has a little bit of it, but when it becomes like a fucking thing.
Yeah.
I literally would bump, like I had a stepsister and I would bump her, and if I bumped her, I'd have to bump her 8 more times. And strangers, like if I bumped into you as a stranger, I'd have to walk up to you and like tap my arm against you 8 more times. People were like, what the fuck?
Is that
fuck?
Because your mom and dad had 8 divorces?
No, I mean, my mom been married pretty much 8 times, so yeah. No, but I don't know what it was. Something about the number 8. It was like a magical number to me.
Well, it's pretty good. You flip it on its side, you got infinity.
Yeah, there you go, right? See, an infinity of OCD for the rest of your life.
It'll never stop.
Horrible, yeah.
I don't know why that reminded me of when I was in sixth grade, I'd just gotten I got my braces off, and I had a retainer. And I didn't like wearing it because I had like I sounded like
it's
ridiculous.
Like everyone who
exactly.
Had a
like, you know, and I had just got it. And I was in math class, and I like took it out to answer a question.
Oh,
and it was,
God.
Like, it was like
in front of everybody?
It was in the back of the class. I took it out.
Doesn't matter.
Like,
I still
back.
Saw you.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, just you wait. And it was a black retainer. Like the top was black for whatever reason.
Don't be racist.
Yeah. It's there. It's
it was the, covered in black.
It's Black
LG.
Retainer History Month. Yeah, it's an appropriate time.
It is.
And my math teacher goes.
That's why he was in the back of the class.
Like yeah. I just put it. It was like. What are you eating? I was like, what?
So
nothing.
Horrifying.
She's like, you're lying. You're eating brownies back there.
No!
I know it. And I was like, no. And I had to pull out my gross-ass retainer and prove it to her. I'm like, it
what
was this.
Bitch.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm here now, and she's probably
she's
dead.
She's dead.
Oh, my God. That's
dead to
horrible.
Me. I'm sure she's alive.
She was murdered by Michael Sheenheimer.
Yeah. Yeah, she was wearing a green dress, and that's all they wrote.
Oh my God, that's crazy!
Brittany,
that's horrifying.
You were nominated as, or you were listed as one of the most influential people on the internet, according to Time Magazine. I have some fun facts about Time Magazine here.
Oh, great! They're like, Time
wait, how have you wielded? How have you wielded that power? Since,
yeah, have you? Yeah.
For good or evil?
I mean, I was so grateful. That was like such an amazing thing. I had no idea that was coming. You know, my dad was like, I donated a bunch of money to Time. Something might happen. No, but it was like totally out of the blue. Honestly, I think it was just. It was so awesome. It
next
really
time we
great.
Play Mafia and I introduce you to people, I'm going to be like, and ladies and gentlemen, this
you're
is going to
hold up the magazine.
This is Time nominated and most influential person of the internet, Brittany Furlan.
And everyone's going to leave. They're going to be like, wow, I'm getting the fuck out of here if this is our future.
She's Mafia.
Yeah, she's definitely Mafia. It was very shocking, especially like I was so like I was amazed. Like Barack Obama and like crazy people were on that list. People that like I thought were amazing were on that list. So it was like very. It was very flattering. I had no idea.
Did they send you like a plaque or anything?
No,
or like
they never even told me. It was like
you sent her an email.
I had no idea until a bunch of people started like tagging me in the article, and my dad got obviously my dad reads Time, and he was like, "Oh my God, like this is so great!" And I was like, "Oh my God, this is so great. This is great." So yeah, I feel like something that my parents were like, "Oh, you're not a webcam girl. Yeah. That's nice." Like they thought I was like a porn star.
They just
star.
Put that up on the fridge.
They did. They showed it to all my family members. Like, see, she doesn't do porn. Yeah, like this is the whole. That
told
was my
you.
Whole. Solidified me not doing porn, so it was great.
That's interesting that you say your dad reads it because it the first proposed name was titled Facts. They were originally going to call Time Facts.
Oh.
And that's because they wanted to emphasize the brevity so that a busy man reading it could read it in an hour. They changed the name to Time and used the slogan Take Time, It's Brief. So it's kind of like this show, how it's like an hour of facts. Only
yeah.
We don't call ours Time.
Only we weren't clever like those magazine types.
Yeah, the Time Magazine was the first weekly news magazine in the United States.
Wow.
And the first issue was published relatively soon. We're approaching an anniversary of sorts. I'm not going to do math. I can't do that quick. But the first issue debuted on March 3rd, 1923.
Jesus Christ.
So it's almost 100 years old. It's approaching there. It's approaching...
That's insane.
It's like 96,
is it the longest,
86 years
is it
old,
the longest running magazine?
It's the first weekly news magazine, so it's the longest running news magazine that's weekly.
That's amazing. Well, Time Magazine, guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Time
they
Magazine.
They could sponsor this podcast. That'd be great.
Yeah. If you guys are looking
Hey, Time, if you're looking for one of the least influential podcasts out there,
if you want to have a podcast that has no facts, right? Go ahead.
That's we got you.
It's amazing.
I saw this earlier today. I was perusing the internet, and I saw something called the Petticoat Duel, and I was confused, and then I was horrified, and then delighted. So back in 1792, there were two women in jolly old London town.
Right.
One Ms. Lady Almeria Braddock, and one Mrs. Elphinstone. And now Lady Almeria Braddock felt insulted by Mrs. Elphinstone over something that she said over her true age. She basically said, hey, you're lying about your age.
Wow.
So she challenged Mrs. Elphinstone to a duel in London's Hyde Park. And what they did is first they exchanged pistol shots, during which time Lady Almeria's hat was damaged. Then
wait, pistols as in like they shot at each other?
Pistols at dawn. They took
Jesus Christ.
Basically, she was saying,
I am not 24 years old, just shooting at each other.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly. You lied about your age. We're going to shoot at each other with pistols.
That's
so they
insane.
Damaged Lady Almeria's hat. Then they moved on to duel with swords. They continued
what
with
the
swords.
Fuck?
It's because their aim was so bad, far away. They're like, we need to get in close proximity.
And they just got the hat. So they moved on to swords, and they dueled for a while until Mrs. Elphinstone sustained a wound to her arm, after which time she agreed to write Lady Almeria an apology.
Jeez. Bitches be cray.
Right? As far back as 1792.
I thought bitches were crazy now. That's some real shit right
there.
Yeah,
that's back when you settled your beef, not by throwing shade on Instagram, but with pistols and swords.
No, I'm curious what kind of swords. Like,
I almost would rather get stabbed with a sword than some of the shit that people say on Instagram. Jesus Christ.
A truly cutting emoji.
People are fucking violent.
What's one of the most violent things that's cemented in your brain that someone said your Instagram?
I mean, I guess like... Oh, yeah, this is the most fucked up thing anyone has ever said to me. But it was also hilarious.
Okay.
So I also enjoyed it. Like, so it was actually just so memorable. Someone said, if I had a gun with one bullet and I was in a room with Brittany Furlan and, what's his name?
Hitler?
Osama bin Laden.
Oh, gotcha.
She said, this was when Osama bin Laden was still around. She said, if I was in a room with Brittany Furlan and I had a gun with one bullet and it was me, Osama bin Laden, and Brittany Furlan, I would shoot Brittany Furlan.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, damn.
Like, is the room locked? I'd probably shoot myself.
What brings someone... That's a lot of pressure. I can't alter history like this. That's what brings
Isn't
someone
that
to
so
that point
mean?
Where they're like, you know what I should do? Take time out of my day and write this in a public forum directed at them.
And she added me.
Yeah, that's
like, she
even
literally
worse.
Was like, I want you dead. Like, I was like, that's insane. Like, I'm like, all right, all I ever did was just have a stroke right now. Yeah. All I ever did was like try
Why
to
Why is the side of your face sagging?
Yeah.
Guys, strokes, hilarious, right?
Does it smell like toast in here to you? Because I would like some toast.
Oh my god, so fucked up. No, but like all I ever do is try to make people laugh. Like, fuck me, right? Yeah. All I'm trying to do is like make people happy.
Yeah, it's
like,
not like you ran a terrorist cell and perpetrated acts of
horrible
terror on the American populace.
I don't know. It was also, I mean, it was so mean, but I thought it was kind of funny too. Because I was like, wow, that's really, wow. That's just so mean that it's funny. But yeah, that's the most fucked up thing anyone's ever said.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Have you guys ever had anyone say fucked up shit to you?
Oh, for sure.
Like all the what? Time.
There was one guy who would leave comments on like every video I was in for a while.
Mm.
He'd be like, it would just be one thing. It would start out normal and then end with him encouraging me to kill myself in various ways. He was like, this video would be a lot better if he fell off the top of this building.
No.
And I'm just like, why are you coming after me like this, 45-year-old man who's very into paintball?
I had a 45-year-old man once tell me, I wish I never got your mother pregnant with you.
Oh, no.
Oh,
God.
That's a joke. That's a joke about my father not wanting me, but that's not... It's just
hey, Dad.
Joke. Hey, Dad.
Why is Razzle crying?
I'm just going to go on into this closet here that leads into the back staircase. Here.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I can't remember. I'm sure people have said bad stuff to me on the internet, but most of my following is they follow me, then they stay inactive. So,
oh my god, they're
pointless.
All bots.
They're mostly.
They're like, have
bananas.
You tried this new tea? All his comments. All his comments are about.
Doctors hate him. Find out his one secret.
Oh,
Razzle, click
god.
This, and you won't believe what happened next.
I'm dying.
They're right. I didn't believe it.
Hey, speaking of tea.
Yeah.
You mentioned tea. And I know when we have people on the show, we're always like, hey, come with a fact. It can be like anything long. And we bring up Snapple facts.
Love their juice. Love their facts.
Do they sponsor you guys?
No. This show is brought to you by Snapple. It's liquid.
I wish they did because I like Snapple. I like Snapple Apple. I love apple juice.
No, we're just sponsored by fucking Sobe.
Hey, you know what, though? I think today,
life water,
legitimate, call back to the intro. We're going to record this after, but I believe this episode is sponsored by Mack Weldon.
Today's episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Just go back and rewind if you want to hear what
rewind,
that is.
Start over eight times and listen to
that. Listen. Either send us more clothes or just listen to the beginning. You're not getting two mentions, pal.
Hey, pal. You get it in the intro.
It's hilarious.
But I could use some more stuff.
Please, it's laundry day.
It's laundry day, yeah. Snapple was founded by Leonard Marsh, Hyman Golden, and I'm sorry, I can't read Hyman without laughing.
It broke you.
Oh, my God. Literally.
Yeah. Snapple was founded by Leonard Marsh, Hyman Golden, and Arnold Greenberg in 1972 in East Meadow, Long Island, New York. An early apple juice product led to the company's name. Snapple Golden created... Snapple. Greenberg, Golden, and Marsh created a carbonated apple juice, and it unfortunately started to ferment, and it popped the caps off. So that led to the...
It was so strong, it would pop the caps off.
I literally thought you were going to say it popped people's heads off. Yeah.
They would drink it, and instantly decapitate.
It was making people explode, so we had to get rid of it.
It murdered people. So they took the word snappy, like the cap snapping off an apple, and it became Snapple in the early 80s. Now, Snapple would not manufacture their first tea, lemon tea, until 1987. What Snapple is most known for is tea, and they didn't actually have a tea until 1987. They also are known for having real facts on their lids, but they also have some incorrect facts, and there's a list here.
They do have incorrect facts?
They have some incorrect facts, and on their Wikipedia page, they have some... they have quite a few incorrect facts that are not incorrect. So Snapple...
That are not incorrect?
That are incorrect.
They are
They're
incorrect.
Not correct,
okay,
yes.
Okay, right.
So, like... Snapple fact number 36 on one of their lids is a duck's quack does not echo. And it was tested by Snopes and Mythbusters, and both tests concluded that a duck's quack does echo.
How would it not echo? Like,
but
if you put a duck in a tunnel, it quacks, it's going
to
echo.
And that's exactly what Mythbusters did.
Is it?
we spent $300,000 building this duck tunnel.
Listen, Mythbusters, if you need anybody else.
Yeah. Their show's ending, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. R.I.P.
Perfect time for me to join.
Yeah, right? On a very special episode. Where is everyone?
Yeah, exactly.
The Snapple fact number 162 is incorrect.
Oh, great fact.
It's wrong, Dan.
Oh,
it's wrong.
No. I base my life on this fact. What is it?
The temperature of the sun can reach up to 15 million degrees Fahrenheit. In fact,
Miss Mythbusters went to the sun and stuck a thermometer in the sun and realized that fact was absolutely incorrect.
And that's why we got canceled, because we died on that mission.
Yeah.
In fact, the core of the sun reaches 15 million degrees Celsius, which is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit.
Jesus, fuck. Who figures this shit out?
Mythbusters.
Oh, my God.
Some fucking
Who
Mythbusters.
Time to figure out how hot the sun is? I mean, fuck.
Yeah, just launch a thermometer
into
it.
Fuck.
Oh, this is something. I don't know what this is, but it just says it's wrong. But apparently, this is something I'll have to look into, because this is quite fascinating. Snapple fact 868.
Oh, great fact.
Thomas Jefferson invented the coat hanger.
That just sounds wrong.
Claims that Thomas Jefferson invented the clothes hanger are unfounded, according to the Thomas Jefferson Foundation at Monticello. So that's interesting.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Okay, here's one.
It's even on Monticello.org.
They have it in bold as soon as you log in. He didn't invent the fucking clothes hanger.
If you're
really
here
upset about
the clothes rack.
Yeah. It's definitely not what he did.
Although he did have a, quote, convenient contrivance for hanging clothes in his closet at Monticello.
Was it a slave?
We know.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Because I'm pretty sure he had those, too.
Wow, I thought this podcast was PC.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. That's fucking weird as shit.
No, we're both on Max. This is...
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Snapple fact number 921. If you had $1 billion and spent $1,000 a day, it would take you 2,749 years to spend it all. If done correctly, simple math will show that it takes 2,738 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Counting leap years to spend $1 billion. So it was a few years off.
And so, speaking of tea, we mentioned ayahuasca earlier.
Yeah. And that I thought you were going to be speaking of tea. Let's talk about teabagging.
Yes.
I'm like, all right.
The
well,
best
we
way
there.
To get ayahuasca yeah, in your body
yeah. is to teabag a whore so, on the street of Bixel and 8th.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God. I used to live on Bixel. That's so weird that you said that.
It's a street I love to say in L.A. because it's such
There's
a weird
so
name.
Many, there was a, I used to live on Bixel in downtown L.A. and there was a shady hotel across the street and I used to watch prostitutes get in and out of cars.
Oh,
and
boy.
I didn't have cable, so just watch that. Like, it was my cable TV. Literally. I was like, oh, Tracy, another long night? She's like, yeah, girl, you know. It was like hilarious.
Did
like,
you give them names?
Or I, could I, mean, you I would talk names? To them because okay. I'd be sitting on the balcony and I'd be like, what are you guys doing tonight? And like, you know, girl, doing our thing. I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
It's the season finale, butt stuff.
Yeah, it was insane to watch. Yeah, but it was a real thing. Bixel's, still a real thing,
what a,
guys.
What a
Bixel.
Street. Bixel.
Yeah.
I got to look this up. Fucking, well, you're telling us about ayahuasca.
Find out
why his street would be named
so
Bixel.
Ayahuasca is a it's a plant. It's a tropical vine native to the Amazon region, and it's noted for its hallucinogenic properties.
Yep.
And what they do is you take the bark of the ayahuasca vine, and then you prepare tea from it, and then you, for lack of a better term, trip balls.
Yeah,
yes. I think that might be the medical term for it. But something interesting about ayahuasca is that it has antidepressant qualities.
I need to do this shit all the time.
They've done blood tests of long-term ayahuasca users and shows an increased density of serotonin receptors compared to those who don't use it. So serotonin releasing, you know, it's basically just sort of like helping those negative thoughts go away. It's not. They say,
I leave right now in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah.
So
they say that ayahuasca is non-addictive. It's not neurotoxic or poisonous to nerve tissue such as the brain or spinal cord. Nice try, big ayahuasca. This is from themindunleashed.org, so take this with a grain of salt.
A grain of ayahuasca.
Exactly.
take this with a hot grain
of
ayahuasca.
Full of ayahuasca. it's a big ayahuasca trips are a big tourism industry in Central
Absolutely.
And South America.
Yeah.
Like people, you know, they will
guides.
Go down. Exactly. Like that coyote voiced by Johnny Cash on that episode of The Simpsons.
I didn't remember that one, but do you know the Beatles used to do this? They used to go.
Well, that makes a ton of sense.
They used to go do these things. And I know like a bunch of people go and like they go different places and do the trips together. Yeah. I've never done it. I was kidding when I came in. Yeah. I'm actually really curious, but I feel like I'd have a panic attack. Probably.
I would 100% do it.
I would just be so afraid to, like, I think I don't like not having control.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's scary. Like, I wonder what the trip is like.
Yeah, I would like to hear from someone who's done it,
like,
comparing it to other hallucinogenics,
right.
Or just describing what the trip is like. Because I would not want to have something like that where I feel my reality coming apart. And
exactly.
Then
and then all of a sudden you're seeing, like, the purple elephants from Dumbo and they're dancing and screaming at you.
I wish.
Did you ever do mushrooms?
Yes.
And how did you like that?
It was great. It depends. Like,
it depends, right? Exactly. Have you done them and they were bad?
It depends on the environmental factor. No, just the once. And it was mostly a good trip until I went into a restroom and then looked in the mirror and saw my eyes and then I was just like, I looked like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God.
Because it was mostly pupil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But for the most part, it was very pleasant. I highly recommend painting or just drawing.
Drawing?
Yeah, I'm adding that
if
second
you guys
R.
Can draw-ro?
Drawer. Drawing. I drew a
chest of
drawers.
You find your weakness right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. The one word I can't say. It's like Zoolander turning left.
So ayahuasca is like a brew.
Yeah, it's... Yes.
Do you drink
it's, or
you breathe it in?
You brew tea from the bark of this tropical vine.
Yeah. Huh.
It sounds so innocent.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's so scary.
But yeah, so, okay. I like this. It says, there is no safe level of drug use.
Oh, wow.
The effects begin in approximately 30 minutes to 1 hour with maximum intensity from 1 to 2 hours. The effects last from 4 to 6 hours.
Jesus.
Is that illegal in the United States? Is that illegal?
I doubt ayahuasca is legal.
I'm surprised they don't like sell that into like bottles. Or,
is
like,
it
sell
legal?
It.
Do you know? Have you done it?
Legal status.
It's questionable, they say. It's whether or not they contain DMT, because DMT is a Schedule I drug.
I know. I heard all this stuff about DMT. It's like your body releases it when you're born or when you die, right? It's
that's
like a spirit molecule or something. Yeah, it's interesting, guys.
DMT. I'm not going to even try to pronounce what it is.
Right.
N-dimethyltryptamine.
That's why they gave the acronym.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck this.
There's got to be a faster way to say this.
Instead of N-DMT. Well, that's also one, but it's like N-dimethyltryptamine. It's a psychedelic compound of the tryptamine family. It is a structural analog of serotonin and melatonin, which is, you know, you can take serotonin to put you to sleep, or melatonin to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
And the functional analog of other psychedelic tryptamines. That's interesting.
So it's actually manufactured? It's not from...
It is found in the human body, but you can distill it or manufacture it, I believe.
Oh, I thought it was like natural from like the scales of a frog or some shit. Like, maybe. You could get it off of that.
Oh, this is interesting. Tryptamine is a monoamine alkaloid. It contains an idol ring structure and is similarly structurally similar to the amino acid tryptophan. So just the structure of tryptophan, which is in turkey and all that, if you take the structure, it's very similar to tryptamine.
Oh, so it just makes you tired as fuck. You actually just take it and go to sleep, yeah. And you're like, wow, this was insane.
This is the best Thanksgiving ever.
Yeah, just go to sleep. It's amazing. No, I've heard a lot about people doing it. I heard it's like really amazing and eye-opening, and they're like, I saw this other world, and like I understand life better, and you know, it's interesting. So yeah. We're way too scared to try it.
Yeah, it's a psychoactive that it causes intense visions. People describe it as akin to seeing a parallel universe.
So as someone saying you like to be in control or whatever, have you done any drugs?
Yes.
What drugs have you done?
Do you want to name these drugs?
Yes. What drugs have you done that...
I plead the fifth. I've done some drugs, but...
But you won't take hallucinogenics.
No, that's the only thing I haven't done. I don't really fuck with, like, that kind of shit. Okay. I mean, like, but I've done pretty much everything else.
Yeah.
But I smoke weed now, and so that's nice. I do that, and I drink occasionally. I've never had, like, a problem with any of this stuff, so... But I don't like to fuck with my mind too much already, because I'm already so crazy that I'm like, if I do anything else, I'm literally just going to be, like, walking around, like, playing with my belly button all day. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be, like, totally... I'm going to be drooling out of one side of my mouth, like, playing with my belly button, talking to myself. Like, I'm going to be that person, so...
Yeah.
I try not to like fuck with my brain too much.
Yeah, that's
because my brain's like, whoa, we're on the edge already. Yeah, don't give us a push.
Exactly. It was for me. It's one of those. It's like that kind of thing where it's like, I want to have this experience at least once.
Yeah,
and we'll see.
That's amazing.
But even some stuff.
Do you feel
I'm just like
you never? Do you feel like a part of you changed and you never came back to exactly who you were before?
No,
you went back to who you were.
Exactly. Okay. I feel like it was an eye-opening and, like, interesting experience, but I don't feel fundamentally altered on, like, a chemical or physical level.
Because I think the thing that scares me is I've known a bunch of people who've done acid and dropped acid, and I had a bunch of friends in high school who dropped acid all the time, and I just watched them progressively become totally different people.
Yeah.
And, like, went from being, like, awesome, really smart people to being these like
fried.
Fucking fried out, weird, like it changed them permanently for the rest of their lives. I mean, now they're like these different humans.
Oh, yeah. That freaks me the shit out.
Yeah. I mean, they say what if you drop acid legally like seven times, not legally obviously, but if you drop acid seven times or more, you're like legally insane or something like that.
I mean, I've never done acid, but I could see something like that. Because if it changes you that much momentarily, who's to say what you see or learn in that doesn't affect the way you behave anyways?
But then I've met people also. I've had friends that dropped mad acid and stayed the same. So I kind of think it just depends on you as a person.
Exactly. I think different people's brain chemistry are more responsive to when you introduce a drug like that.
Right.
You know, it reacts with everyone differently. Some people can probably come out scot-free, like Mr. Magoo, with like the wrecking ball right behind him.
Yeah.
And other people just like even once, it's just like, that's it. Like you shouldn't have taken this.
Exactly. Like ecstasy. I've had heard people like dying from it and like fucking just from like one time just doing it.
That sucks. That's
so be responsible out there, listeners.
This is sponsored by DARE, everybody.
Yeah. So
do drugs, you're gonna die.
Brought to you by your local narc.
Brought to you by your local paranoia.
Everybody knows that you're high right now.
Yeah, they're all looking at you.
Going back to drinking, a lot of people have, at the end of the night, they'll have like a nightcap, as they say, which is, it's an alcoholic beverage consumed prior to sleeping traditionally because it
helps people go to sleep.
Yeah. Alcohol is not recommended by doctors as a sleep aid because it might interfere with the
lame doctors now?
As far as the sleep quality, it'll hinder that. But nightcaps traditionally are known as, it's like a garment you would wear on your hat to go to sleep.
Right.
Those
like in Don't Wake Daddy.
In Don't Wake Daddy, absolutely. Now, those were very similar to like winter beanies and like Santa hats, and they were traditionally worn in cold climates, and they were very common in Northern Europe before central heating was invented. Now, the reason why they are like a long Santa hat of sorts with a long material and a ball on the end is because that was originally made to be like a scarf. So men back in the olden days, they would wear, they would use that long cap to wrap it around their neck as like a scarf to keep their neck warm. And the ball
would hold it,
was there to kind of weight it down, but it was also not enough material to really get lengthy to tighten and choke them in. So it was just enough to warm their back and the sides of their neck without actually choking them.
Interesting.
So that's why they're, they were like, when you see like pictures of Ebenezer Scrooge or whatever, it's always like a,
yeah,
like,
it's a like long like, hat. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
a long
yeah.
hat
long
with like a ball on it. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
And that ball is, they're traditionally worn as, you know, they would wrap around your neck to keep it warm.
Right.
At night during, you know, when it's like fucking super cold out.
And yeah, it's really interesting fact.
Yeah.
You're just on TimeMagazine.com just getting all the facts. Oh, my God. That's so interesting.
Yeah, so that was on TimeMagazine.com.
Yeah, everybody go check it out. Yeah, so what else do you guys talk about on here?
All sorts
of
shit.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. We talk about nightcaps. We talk about drugs. We talk about.
I feel like we've really crossed a broad spectrum.
Yeah,
here.
Right?
Like, so have you ever done any fucking drugs? You have, oh, yeah, you talk about your childhood, and now we're like, nightcaps.
Hey, here's the thing. Britt, when's your birthday?
Like the year, or just like September 5th?
September 5th, okay.
Virgo.
September 5th, that's my half birthday.
What does that fucking
That means
mean?
It's 6 months from my birthday, March 5th.
Oh, is that like a thing?
No.
And 13
How fucked
days
up would it be
mine.
If I had a birthday party and you came and you were like, well, it's my half birthday.
I'm going to eat I'm entitled to half your cake.
You're entitled to half your cake, half your presents, half your friends, and half your feelings. It's amazing.
The happy birthday song.
Yes.
It used to be... there's a reason why most restaurants could have had to sing their own song.
Well, because it's like,
because
copyrighted.
It was copyrighted.
Yeah, of course.
But... as of September 2015,
oh.
It was placed in the public domain, which began the birthday song, which began in 1893 with the publication of a melody called Good Morning to All in a kindergarten songbook written by a Kentucky woman named Mildred Hill and her sissy Patty, her sister Patty. They wrote the tune and the origin melody for the birthday song, Happy Birthday. And that's why it was always like their family and their estate would always dispute it and all that. Which is
Are
why,
they like billionaires from that shit?
I don't think so because, I mean, I'd be curious how they would pay it. Mm-hmm. But in movies, they don't really sing the Happy Birthday song. And even like in restaurants and all that, that's why they never would perform
Oh, yeah.
It.
I was always wondering why like Red Lobster and like yeah. fucking they'd always Applebee's, make up they were weird... like, hippie hi, hippie yeah. ho, it's We've your birthday. G- you, don't you know? Like, yeah. They came up with weird
shit. We can do this
I'm
better.
Like,
we're
know,
Red
like,
Lobster.
I'm like, this yeah. sounds horrible. Yeah. Can't you guys just give me my dessert and walk away? Like, this is really...
It's bananas.
I mean, does anyone ever really enjoy having Happy Birthday sung to them?
No.
I hate it. It was the most embarrassing.
And then you always had like that one person who would just keep it going with How Old Are You?
Yeah.
Only like, if or like your grandfather's like poking you. Like, yeah. like oh,
yeah. Are you going to blow out those yeah. candles?
Starts pulling
you going
to
make a wish?
Pulling your ears for how old you are. Did your yeah. grandfathers ever do that to you guys?
No.
My grandfather used to pull my ears no matter. So it was like when I started turning like 22 and stuff, he'd sit behind me and he'd pull on my ears like 22 times. It was so painful. He was like, one, two, three, like pull. I don't know. It's pulling my ears. Yeah. Is that like a thing?
That eighth birthday must have been rough.
I'm telling you, I was like, one more time, Grandpa.
Or satisfying.
I was like, Grandpa, you got to do that. You got to do that seven more times.
You turn seven, like, no.
As much as I hate to say this, you got to do it seven more times, eight more times. But no, it was so weird to me, and I thought it was like a thing, but nobody ever did that to you guys, huh?
No.
Oh, that
no.
One, another,
no, I just
another
got...
nickel in the jar for my fucked up childhood.
No, I just
great.
Get locked in the closet 1 minute for every year I was born.
Aww.
There was a thing known as like the birthday spankings, where it was like,
yes. You know, yes, yeah. I got those too.
Yeah.
Except I was naked with my uncle. You guys want to talk about it?
I got those too from my uncle.
Oh, God. That's so crazy. Birthdays were so fun. When did birthdays stop being fun? I'd say like 21. 21 was when birthdays stopped being fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
you
like 22.
You don't do birthday parties anymore? Like, I feel like...
No, I'm going to be 30 next year, and I want to have, like, a big birthday party. I was thinking it'd be really fun, yeah. but I don't know. Like, I didn't do anything last year. Like, me and my boyfriend just... My boyfriend and I slept in bed all day, and then he took me to a gun range because I'd never been
That sounds
shooting.
Great.
It was actually great because I told him I, like, always wanted to try shooting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was, like, really weird because we slept for, like, 10 hours, and then we woke up, and he's like, you want to go shoot some guns? And I was
yeah.
like, whoa.
Sure.
This is really aggressive. He's a great boyfriend, though. And so we went and shot guns. It was really fun and scary at the same time because there was, like, a bunch of people there that didn't know what they were doing, it mm-hmm. seemed like. And, like, it was, like, all you had to do was sign this piece of paper and be like, I'm not crazy. I'm not
going
to shoot
it's
anybody.
Getting, like, to a gun range is
too
just like,
easy.
Exactly.
You're it like, actually there should scared be another the step. Shit out of me, literally, because it was like too easy. And all these girls were in there, and there was like this one girl in there, and she was like, every time she would shoot, she would like jump back and be like, "Ay!" And like the gun would like go flying up, and I was
oh my god,
like she's gonna fucking kill someone.
Yeah,
like
don't let her in here.
So it was actually terrifying as much as it was really fun. I thought like felt my life flash before my eyes. Like well, imagine dying on your birthday. Well, she went to the gun range on her birthday and fucking
she died
she
as she lived.
Murdered
by guns.
Yeah, by a girl named I don't know, whatever her name was. She looked really crazy. She was wearing like Louboutins shooting a gun. I was like, this is first of all the big mistake.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like
I was like, this is the first mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. But
I've seen how this music video ends.
Exactly. I was like, is Death Camp for Cutie here? This is about to get really, really bad. But no, it was really, it was fun, but it was also really terrifying.
Yeah. I do feel better after having gone to a gun range
just
because now at least
it,
I know what that experience is like. And I just, feeling it in my head, I was like, okay, I understand. Like, this is a terrifying piece of equipment, but I feel better slightly knowing how it works and having shot one.
And we shot like everything. We shot like big, huge guns. But it's crazy because I mean, you wear the earpieces.
Yeah.
And, like I can't imagine hearing a gun go off without those.
Oh
on.
God, yeah.
Because it's so fucking loud. Like fuck.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like to think about how people just shoot people in real life.
Oh god,
it's like, fucking that shit's so just as painful for as the person getting shot.
And,
it's
and
so
like,
fucking loud.
Any movie you watch, like any action movie, you're like, they must be deaf.
Yeah,
like,
because holy shit.
Like Keanu Reeves and John Wick, he is deaf.
He shot
many
guys, like definitely.
He only would shoot people in the face.
Yeah, that was John Wick.
And he
John
would
Wick
check.
He
would double
up.
Tap. Yeah. He would double tap too to check them, make sure they were dead.
I don't want
to
give any spoilers for people who haven't seen John Wick, but some fucked up shit happens to an animal in that movie.
Yep.
And it makes me made me hate that fucking movie so much. Like I don't care if people die in movies, but if animals die, I can't do that.
So you hated All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Right? I fucking hated that movie.
Hey, here's a fun thing. September 5th.
Just change this subject really quick. I start crying.
September 5th. Also the birthday of Michael Keaton.
Oh, Batman.
Michael Keaton,
and
hit
Birdman.
Me up. Let's celebrate.
Yeah.
Also,
the cake.
Also the birthday of Freddie Mercury.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Rest in peace, Freddie Mercury.
That's really sad. That's really sad.
Birthday of Werner Herzog.
Oh, so good.
Raquel Welch.
Oh, I like her.
I guess you can come.
Wow, my birthday
Bob
just
Newhart.
Became so much less
Bob
better.
Newhart.
Bobby. Anyone else? Anyone else born that day?
I'm looking
it was Beyonce's
Jimi
birthday,
Hendrix
like
died
day.
On my birthday. He choked to death on his own vomit after overdosing on barbiturates in a hotel room. Anyway, be responsible.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking here. I'm looking at deaths here to see who died on your birthday here.
But
great.
I don't recognize any
I don't
names.
Think a bunch of people died. I think my birthday's pretty... I mean, come on. It's Michael Keaton's birthday, too. It's nothing.
That's a great...
It's just like a pretty easygoing birthday.
Yeah. No real deaths.
According to the Wikipedia page for the Happy Birthday song, it has earned since its creation approximately $50 million.
Fuck.
Just a single song.
Jesus!
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't right. They made a ton of money.
It was eventually copyrighted. Wound up at Warner Brothers Music. They purchased the company owning that copyright for $25 million, and the song Happy Birthday was valued at $5 million. And that copyright was not supposed to expire till 2030, but then it did.
Boom. Suck it, Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Damn.
Spend that money on a new DC franchise. Boom.
Batman.
Hire
Superman
better directors.
V. Happy birthday.
No, I'm gonna be nice about that because that might, depending on scheduling, we might get him on here. So I'm gonna be.
Look, I will say, I will say this.
That new trailer looks awesome. I want to see that new trailer.
I am cautiously optimistic about that movie.
Yes.
I know everyone's shitting on it. I hope it's
that
good.
New trailer makes it look really awesome, and I'm excited.
And speaking of
Deadpool?
Things, I did.
So good.
It was
right?
fantastic.
How great was Deadpool?
So
super fun.
Fucking amazing.
And they've been trying to. Ryan Reynolds has been trying to make that movie for 11 years now.
What?
Like that script has been around for like 6 years. So the fact they finally got it made is incredible to
he
me.
He was so perfect.
Oh yeah, it was like, and they took a huge budget cut from what other superhero movies have so they could make it on their terms and get that R rating.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just obliterated people at the box office.
You know, like, they took that cut to get back end, and that back end is worth more now than what they would have made.
Oh, 100%.
Guys, the back end is always worth more.
I'll
see you guys later.
I will concur.
I'll see you guys later.
That's my time.
That's
Thank
my
you.
Time. Thanks for having me, guys.
I'll be at the ashes of the Westwood Brew Co.
exactly.
Supposedly, The Witch is supposed to be pretty good.
I just saw it last night.
Oh
yesterday.
My God, I want to fucking see that
see
so
it.
Bad. Is it in theaters?
Yes.
We're going to see that tonight.
It is.
I've been dying to
see
that. That director What's his fucking name again?
Robert Eggers.
He is fucking up.
I don't know anything about it, but I want to see it.
He's on the same list as my boyfriend for like up and coming big directors, and he is fucking killing it.
Yeah,
I am so excited. That movie had great reviews.
He won Best Director for this movie at Sundance last year.
That's great.
It's fantastic. It's really.
We're seeing that tonight.
Where's that playing? I want to see it.
I want to see it at ArcLight.
It's playing. I saw it at the ArcLight. It's playing there.
Fuck yeah! I'm going to see it. We're going to see that.
Yeah, like highly recommend it if you're a horror movie fan. Definitely recommend it.
Yeah, I heard it's fucking
not,
terrifying.
It's terrifying and not in the way you might expect from certain horror movies. Based on
Is it like an It Follows type thing where you're like terrified, but like in a very
exact. It's like you will have a constant sense of creeping dread the entire time, and there's some genuinely like chilling, scary moments.
I want to see that.
It Follows was like. Unreal.
Yeah.
So good, too.
Speaking of Unreal, have you seen that show from Lifetime, Unreal? Follows a... oh, my God. Unreal, It Follows. Anyway, it follows the cast and, like, crew of a, like, The Bachelor-style show and, like, focus on the people behind the scenes, like the producers who, like, manipulate the girls to, you should, like, go talk to them. Like, he really likes someone who's assertive.
You should fuck that guy.
Pretty much.
I didn't put I might have put a condom in your margarita.
I thought that was a garnish.
Exactly.
But it's fantastic. It's on Lifetime of all networks.
And it just shows how fucked up the shows are.
Yeah, well, it's really good. 10 episodes, highly recommended.
I love how we just went from like It Follows to The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's exactly.
We're
catapulting all around the world of trivia.
Transition, guys.
Look, we're like a freestanding two-wheel gyroscopic scooter.
Do you guys ever
an amazing segue.
Amazing. Did you guys ever watch The Bachelor?
No. I have.
I have friends that
you have.
I've seen it. Yeah.
You've seen it?
I've seen it.
You're just like half the audience that watches it. Yeah, I've seen The Bachelor.
They're
going to
find true love.
Yeah, exactly. I can't watch it. I don't know why.
No, it's not my favorite reality show out there. But I appreciate it for what it is.
Do you like reality TV though?
Mostly if it's food based and competition based. Yeah, I like Chopped or Top Chef
or
stuff like that. Yeah, I like MasterChef Junior more because nice to see Gordon Ramsay not yelling at people for once. Because he is genuinely nice to those kids.
It's weird because he's actually so nice in real life. But those kids have fucking so much talent. It just makes me want to fucking just retire from everything.
Absolutely.
Like, honestly, like the kid, like how is that even possible? Like a 5-year-old making like creme brulee.
I'm just like, I fucked up some noodles real quick. So.
I can't even put my fucking socks on. Like, it's like, who am I? What are you? It's insane. It's really unreal. Wow, you have a pinky ring on, Razzle.
Yeah.
Are you in the mafia?
You know.
Guys, we all just found out Razzle's Italian.
I am Italian.
Oh my God! You're like all my weird uncles. Pinky ring.
Is it your birthday? Let's go in the closet.
Oh God.
Here's something.
I love how you just keep googling facts.
Jam. Do you know what jam is? Do you know the difference between jam, jelly, and marmalade?
Go.
Jam is when your song comes on and it's amazing. It's your jam. Is when someone else thinks you're prettier than them.
What is marmalade?
And marmalade
is the sick restaurant in Paris that I went to. It was so good. Oh my God.
And Lady Marmalade is my jam.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be jelly.
Oh!
Boom. Use of all three.
That was so good.
Jam typically contains both the juice and flesh of a fruit or vegetable.
Gotta have the flesh.
That sounded so violent.
Yeah, right.
The vegetable, the
fruit blood.
the innards.
There will
of the
be
fruit.
Yeah. There will be jam. The term jam refers to a product made of whole fruit cut into pieces and crushed. Jelly, in the U.S. and Canada, jelly refers to a clear or translucent fruit spread made from sweetened fruit or vegetable juice. Marmalade as a fruit preserve made from the juice and
of Christina Aguilera. Oh, okay.
Of Christina Aguilera.
Real
some
lady
dirty marmalade.
Real Lady Marmalade.
Is a fruit preserve made from the juice and peel of citrus fruits boiled with sugar and water. It can be produced from lemons, limes, grapefruits, mandarins, sweet oranges, bergamots, and other citrus fruits. So really, marmalade is only a citrus.
I've noticed that because it's always like orange.
There will never be like a strawberry marmalade. It's only citrus types of fruits.
Thank you, Razzle. I can now live my life.
Thank God. This was crippling me.
I
can't leave my house.
I lost $50 million at Jeopardy because I did not know the difference of the three of them.
Did you really?
No.
Fuck, I'm gullible as shit.
If I was on Jeopardy,
But that'd be a great ending to your Jeopardy episode. To your Jeopisode.
I'd like to bet $50 million. You don't have $50 million.
prove it, Alex.
Yeah.
What are you, a math doctor?
It's hilarious. my God. You guys are great. How did you guys meet?
Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you met on Twitter?
On the internet. Yeah.
This is really a future relationship here.
Yeah, right.
Well, we've been doing this.
Welcome to the future, everyone.
Where we've been doing this for over 2 years. We're at like 100, what are we, 130 episodes?
Over 100 episodes.
So how did this start? You guys just start favoring a lot of each other's tweets, and you're like, I think I could like this guy. And you're like, let's meet up. You want to hey. Like, how does one guy talk to another guy on Twitter? Like, how do you decide to send the direct message without seeming like you're trying to hit on them?
Hey, bro,
man,
do you like sports?
Just trying to slide into your DMs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just wondering, how does one guy, like, platonically go to another guy like, hey, like, what do you say?
Well, in this case... Do you want to feel this?
No, you got it.
In this case, we were
naked.
That's a very good question, because even that is like even DMing like girl entertainers or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we DM'd each other after we met, we got reacquainted.
Yep.
But it was there's definitely an interesting, like, how do you, because there is that term sliding into the DMs, which
is
inherently
sexual.
When you get DMs, it's sexual.
Yeah.
But we were friends and we followed each other on Twitter for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the idea for this, and I'm like, hey, you seem cool and smart, because he writes for Nerdist, and he just seems smart, and he's always posting funny things.
Yeah.
Like, I got an idea for a thing. Do you want to develop it with me? And then we grabbed coffee, and then we ended up...
And then you grabbed each other's penises, and you're like, let's do this.
That's coffee, what grabbing coffee means.
Coffee is what the you know, the our code word
grab
for...
Grab coffee.
He likes
right,
it.
Sorry,
he likes
I'll be
it.
Here all night, guys. I'll be here performing in the basement of Meltdown.
No, a cock fee is what they were paid on Bixel and Eighth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, cock fee.
You are fast. Look at you.
Yeah.
So that's cute. So you guys just became buds.
Yeah.
And then you started doing this.
Yeah, but I would say if you're trying to like someone, if you want to slide into their DMs in a non-sexual manner, if you just want to like meet people platonically, I think just do it. Just try sending them a message. Like, worst case scenario, you don't get a response, but just be like, hey, you seem cool, blah blah blah, want to, like, you know, if you're ever down,
Cut
if
dicks.
You're ever in LA, you want to like grab some
Space
coffee
yeah.
wink emoji
yeah.
wink, winky frown then,
I like mine black.
It's hilarious.
Nice. But yeah, I'd say just go for it.
Yeah,
that's
just
cute.
Worst case scenario, they'll ignore you. And
that
then
is true.
You were right where you started.
But you might have
like,
a cool new
or
friend.
Or they'll be like, you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
They'll
be like,
if I had a gun with two bullets.
I would bring Osama bin Laden back to life so I could murder you.
Everybody listening to this just set their Twitter DMs to only those that they're following.
Yeah, exactly. This
they just turn off. They just turn
I want
off
you
the
to DM
team.
Everyone you're following.
It's amazing.
Just see what happens.
They're... The good thing about Twitter's DM is they made it so you can DM longer than 140 characters.
Oh yeah,
which is great.
It's in
That's the only
panoramic
place.
Dick pics.
Finally.
Yeah.
In glorious 360.
Finally fit all your dick pics into one sweet DM.
No, I just wanted to see the beautiful vista around the dick.
It always sucks when you have to cut a dick pic in half. It's like, oh, hold on, that's just the top. Here comes the balls. Okay, now paste those
and...
together.
I really regret loading this entire photo.
I don't have that problem.
Oh, my gosh. I had a guy send me a dick pic once. And I mean, I've had a lot of dick pics sent to me. But I had a guy that I know send me a dick pic once. And I was like, I guess, I don't know why, but I was like, is this your dick?
Is this yours? Or did you find it?
No, but this is the weird thing. Because he sent me a dick pic out of nowhere. It wasn't even like we were flirting or anything.
Yeah.
It was just a regular dick pic. Like, there wasn't a joke. It wasn't a meme. He just sent me like a guy holding a dick. And this
was
is
it his dick?
And then I asked him, I was like, is this your dick? And he's like, no.
What?
And then I was like, well.
I just thought you should also see this because
I
can't be alone with this knowledge.
But it wasn't even like a great dick. It wasn't like a fucking epic dick. It was just a regular dick. It's just hard dick.
Standard issue.
Standard issue.
Run of the mill
cock. And I was like, why? I was like, wait, is this, why did you send this to me? He's like, oh, I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny. And I'm like, I feel like it was actually his dick, and he was just trying to see if I was like, whoa, nice dick. Let's fuck. You know, like, let's...
Damn, I got to get
like,
me one of those.
When you're so desperate to get out of the friend zone, you just, like, try to catapult yourself over the fence with your dick. Like, you're just like, fuck it. I'm just going to send the dick pic and fucking hope this gets me over the fence.
Has any girl ever seen a dick and said, whoa, nice dick? I feel like they're all kinda,
I actually have.
Yeah?
I actually...
Because to me, I mean...
Now, that's a cool wiener.
Granted, I'm a straight dude, but I think dicks are, like,
no,
one
dicks
of the ugliest
are, I think dicks are ugly. I think when they're not hard, they look like sad Muppets.
Yeah.
But when a dick is hard and it's nice and it's, like, shaped right...
Well-dressed.
Like, just looks like it would feel good, like, it has a good personality.
Wearing a tiny tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah.
Googly
like,
eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, I drew eyes on my boyfriend's penis one time. Like, I was like done sucking his dick and we were asleep, kind of like getting ready to go to sleep, and I got a Sharpie and I put two eyes on the head of the dick, and he texts me the next day.
It's like, they're going to be on here for a month.
He was like, did you fucking put eyes on my dick? I was like, yeah, I did. He looked like a little mouth, like the little pee hole looked like he was like, hello, my name is Patrick. Like, it just looked like he needed eyes. He looked like he needed a face, you know? Anyway, so that relationship ended right away. But who wants to date me? No, but yeah, it was really weird. And then he just was like, no, haha. And then I was like, okay. And
all right, cool. Just checking. I didn't do it.
And I'm so friends with this guy, and we like never talked about it again.
Yeah. How weird is that? I'll tell you who it is afterwards. You didn't inquire to whose dick it was?
No, because I was just so weirded out because I just had a feeling it was his dick, and it was like him just trying to like get me to.
Was that Michael Sheenan's?
No.
No. Kid from grade school, Michael
Sheen. Oh, Michael Strahmeyer.
Michael Strahmeyer.
I was like, who's Michael Sheen?
Was it Michael Sheen's dick?
Michael Sheen, you know, the guy.
Sheen Wolf?
From there. What was Michael Sheen in?
He was in Twilight.
Why did Michael Sheen feel like someone I should know?
He's a notorious dick.
I don't
want to
pretend I don't know Michael Sheen right now.
He takes a lot of cock portraits.
Oh, great. You know what the most disturbing thing is? I'm on Snapchat and I get so many 12-year-old dicks. I feel like I'm going to go to jail.
Oh, gosh.
No.
It's horrifying. Like, I literally open my Snap sometimes because sometimes I have people that write really beautiful things to me and it's lovely, but like it's a 50-50 chance of it being a like 12-year-old's penis, and it's the worst. And it's like literally so tiny that they're only grabbing it with like their index finger and their thumb.
It's just they're holding up a magnifying glass.
It's literally like the saddest thing. Like it makes me so sad. It hurts me inside. It makes me want to cry. And they're like, "Yo, girl," and they send me like these, and I'm like, "Oh my god!" And like their bed sheets are like have like explorers on them and stuff. Like it's like really they're young kids.
I want to take you to prom in 4 years.
It's really exactly what it is, and it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Teens, put your dicks away.
Put your dicks. Especially if you're fucking that young, like I could go to prison. Like, don't fucking send me that shit.
Yeah,
like,
right. Don't make her play child pornography roulette.
It's disgusting. It makes me want to throw up. Like I block them immediately because it's so disturbing. But it's so many, and it's so many young, more really young people than older people. I guess that's
well, and that's a problem too. Is that's like why? Like I get it for safety. But in the end, why does a 12-year-old need why does a 12-year-old need a cell phone?
And what good would ever come from that? Like, what if I did see it and was like, "All right, let's
I need me
do,
some
like,
of that tea."
But how fucking gross! Like, can you imagine? Like, I mean, even just regular guys that send dick pics. Yeah. Like, I mean, what good ever comes from that? It's like, remember when you sent me your dick? Like, that's just so awkward.
That's when I knew I loved you.
That's just so awkward. Like, I wonder if anyone has ever gotten married off to first getting a dick pic. Like, I wonder if they were like, first started when Pablo sent me a big fat dick pic.
He wrote a really sweet message on it.
Like, unsolicited. Like, it's unsolicited. It's not like there was, like, texting and flirting and sexting going on where it's like, oh, show me.
Exactly.
It's like, just boom,
but
here
there
you
are,
go.
But there's so many guys that just send me their dicks, and I'm like, can you imagine, like, has there been anyone in life where that has ever worked with a girl was like,
right?
Wow, this is great. Like, let's start a relationship.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You seem like a stable person, someone who I want to spend a life with.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Like, what is going through a guy's mind when have you guys have never sent dick pics, I'm assuming?
No.
No.
I've never sent.
I'm not trying to upload my wiener to the cloud.
I'm not going
to
say never. I've never sent unsolicited.
Once your wiener's in the cloud, it's
never in the cloud.
They steal it.
I've never sent an unsolicited one.
But you have sent them to girlfriends.
A couple, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
But what
I try. I mean, it's something I try not to just because that's something I don't want to have out there. But not like I never sent one just to send one.
Right. But what do you think is going through a guy's mind when he just sends a girl just his dick without even meeting a girl he's never met, just some fucking whatever girl?
No idea.
Like, what is going through
that's
your mind?
So creepy. He's like, look at how cool my dick is.
That's so creepy.
Maybe she's super horny too, and this will work.
Oh my
gosh. And then it doesn't.
Yeah, and then it never does, right? Never.
I guess this is probably the only thing she was wondering about me, so here it is.
I've never had one hot girlfriend that was like, oh yeah, I totally saw his dick, and then that was like, that was it for me.
Yeah, I don't see that. That never happens. That's the thing. That's
especially because like their face is never in it, and it's like, so you don't even know what this person looks like.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know?
Well, you don't want like just that in like what's clearly their bathroom.
Yeah, and it's always a dirty apartment. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to date you.
Oh my God. Are they on the subway?
You have dishes in your hamper.
Are they in a subway?
You're in front of your sink with dishes in it.
Yeah.
clean so your sink.
Your mom's vacuuming your room. Yeah. Like, this is
your mom's
so
taking
awkward.
The picture. I can see her in the mirror.
Yeah. Who's taking?
Why are both your hands on your dick? Who's taking the photo?
Yeah, exactly. It's so uncomfortable. Like, if you're going to do that, at least clean your fucking room. Like,
right?
Get, like, clean a corner of it. Like, go sit in the clean corner. Like, push all the stuff out of the way. Don't fucking send me a dirty room dick pic. Like, that doesn't make me want to date you. That makes me want to clean your house. Like, if anything, I'm going to respond and be like, hey, can I come over and vacuum? Because I'm really OCD.
This reminds me, though, I read an article recently. There is a woman in New York City, Soraya Dulbaz, an Iranian-Canadian woman, who is a professional penis photographer, because she was getting a bunch of unsolicited dick pics, and she was like, these pictures are so stupid and so bad.
So shitty.
And we can do better. So
I've never seen a gorgeous dick pic where I was like, that thing's beautiful.
That's what she does. She has a studio. There's a fluffer there, and she like dresses people. She dresses them up. They don't have
in clothes?
Yeah, in like little costumes
the penises?
And stuff.
I need to see this.
Yep. Her project is called the Dickshire Gallery, Dick Picture.
I'm writing this down, because that's actually really interesting to me.
Yeah, and she dresses them up as characters like Dickie Minaj or Benito Mussolini.
Oh, my God. She makes jokes out of it.
Exactly. So she,
I got to see some of these.
Wait, what's her name?
Her name is Soraya Dulbaz.
Okay, what's the name of it? It's
Look up Dickshire Gallery, like Dickshire. Instead of D instead of P.
Okay, got it. Yeah, Dickshire.
Yeah, and so that's what she does. There's,
but wait, can you imagine whose job it is to write, to make, or rather to make the dick clothes?
Yeah, like exactly. Like, hi, I'd like to commission tiny wiener clothing.
This is going to need to fit about a 5 or 6 incher.
Yeah.
So awkward.
Yeah. So they have Comrade Stalin, Napoleon Bonaparte. Dong Ye West, a.k.a. Cock Easy.
You know what they look like? Did you guys see Mario Brothers, the mushroom guys?
They do look like the Goombas.
The Goombas.
Yeah.
They look like the Goombas.
Fidel Cockstroke, Kim Jong-un.
The Goombas, the Goombas were so
great. Adolf Clit Tickler? Come on. And Donald the Dick Trump.
Why do I feel like you could get away with posting these on Instagram?
You probably could.
Because no one would know.
You can post those on Instagram, but you can't post a nipple. Right?
Yeah, that's so fucked up, by the
way. Old Saint
I'm not
Dick.
Trying to join that whole thing because I'm never going to show my nipples on Instagram, but honestly, it is kind of fucked up.
Incredible. But yeah, so if you're in the New York City area and you're tired
and you like
of,
dicks and tiny t-shirts.
Yeah, if you wish your penis could look like the mouse dioramas at the end of Dinner for Schmucks, then call her up.
Hilarious.
Nobody's seen Dinner for Schmucks.
Hey, I'm the one person.
I think I saw Dinner for Schmucks.
I saw it in theaters.
Oh God, man. You're definitely the only one who did that.
Yeah. It's just me. Rented the place out. Happy birthday.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah. It's okay. Ate my feelings.
That's my favorite.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you very much.
Do you do a lot of podcasts? Have you done
I've actually done quite a few podcasts, but this has been really fun because I feel like we were just hanging out and talking and you guys weren't trying to get like any weird information.
We need the scoop. We need you to gush, spill, or dish.
I feel like usually people are like trying to get some weird fucking info out of me, and it's nice to.
So, do you what's have your weird social info? Security number
God,
asking for a friend?
Hilarious. I said hilarious. Like, if any guys drink every time I said hilarious during this podcast, it's actually another OCD thing I have. I just happen to say it like a lot for some reason at inappropriate times too.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I'm like funerals. Hilarious. Yeah.
That's hilarious how she died.
That's hilarious.
It's a really bad problem I have. But anyway, I do have a lot of weird.
What's the weirdest thing you had someone tried to get you to say on a podcast?
I think it was something about like how many people I've ever had sex with.
Oh, really?
Or something just so personal.
Yeah, right? Like,
that's not that weird. That
it was like so inappropriate, though. I was like, come on.
Yeah. So how many?
Clearly 400. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I mean.
Yeah. I lost count when I hit 4 digits.
Yeah, I mean.
Are we counting 12-year-old dick pics? Or?
Oh, God. For everyone who's listening.
Yeah. Don't send them.
Don't send them. Actually, tell your children not to send me a 12-year-old dick pic.
Yeah, if your child has Snapchat.
Hey, delete it off your 12-year-olds should not have cell phones or Snapchats, in my opinion.
there's so many young people on the internet that are just
it's mind-blowing.
It's so horrifying.
Yeah.
I saw like a 4-year-old on an iPad and I was like, I'm retiring.
Whenever you go to an airport, look around if there's children there, like that iPads have replaced parenting.
They have.
Oh yeah. It's ridiculous to me.
Yeah. It's really sad. Let's just
it's like a drug. It's like, it's like, I mean, you might as well just sedate your children.
Pretty much, just, yeah. They're just hooked on it.
That'd be saying, That being said, Brittany, tell everybody where they can find you. Or do you have anything coming up? I know you were just did a movie recently in Miami, didn't you?
I did. Shot Random Tropical Paradise. It's probably going to be like indie. It's definitely an indie, but it's going to be like doing indie circuit next year.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. I'm in pilot season right now, so God willing, this fucking plane will take off somewhere.
That's right.
And it's just Brittany Furlan on everything. BrittanyFurlan on Twitter, Instagram. My home, everything. And on Snapchat, it's just Brittany J. Furlan because someone stole my fucking handle.
What the
fuck? Snapchat doesn't give
a
fuck about
its
content creators. Yeah, it definitely was a 12-year-old. Because I actually added Brittany Furlan, and it was like some guy just like, it was like a little, like a weird like family household, and then like some random little guy just like doing like random videos of like his mom making empanadas. I was like, all right, this is.
These are going to be tasty.
I was like, well, I'm glad everyone that adds you is like thinks this is my life. Like. It's amazing. Anyway, so thanks for having
Absolutely.
Me, though.
Thanks
you guys
course.
Are fucking awesome. You guys are like these redheaded duo.
I mean, I got a red chin. My I have brown hair.
Your hair is red.
I don't know. It's the lighting.
We'll talk about it later. I don't want to fight with you.
Today
this
went we learned
so well.
Indeed.
This went so well. Anyway, amazing.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It was really fun.
And guys, if you want to find the podcast online, guess what? You're in luck. We are on Twitter at TWL Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Today We Learn, Rachel and Dan. And you can also send us an email, Today We Learn Podcast, or just Today We Learn Podcast at gmail.com.
And dictures.
To be honest, yeah, send your finest dictures that way, but please label them. We don't want to be surprised.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk to us on a more personal level, guess what? You're also in luck. You can find me online at Osteoferocious on Twitter, Instagram, etc. If you have not done so already, check out my books, 100 Things Avengers Fans Should Know Before They Die, 100 Things Star Wars Fans Should Know Before They Die on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, where fine books are sold. And yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter at MyNameIsRazzle2. You can follow me on Instagram, MyNameIsRazzle. Follow me on Snapchat, MyNameIsRazzle. Like all my shit, post whatever, respend, whatever.
My Snapchat
continued.
My Snapchat is clams, because I did not think it was going to be a real platform.
And it became a huge platform.
Yep, and now it's that forever. So clams.
Yeah, do all that. And I got a new podcast coming out. It's a miniseries. It's on the Howl Network.
Ooh.
With my buddy Kyle Newman. He's a director and movie aficionado.
Fanboys.
It's called The Franchise. And the first season is all about Star Wars. There's six episodes, and each episode is about an individual episode of the Star Wars franchise, starting with A New Hope, then it goes Empire, then obviously Jedi,
awesome.
Then the prequels.
And when can we hear that on Howl?
That debuts, all the episodes come out on the Howl Network on March 3rd.
March 3rd. Marketing your calendars, guys.
Subscribe to that. And if you use the
promo code
franchise, you get a month free.
Hell yeah.
So you can binge all of those.
And there's some awesome stuff on there. You can get every WTF episode with Mark Maron and a bunch of
There's a lot of stand-up comedy albums on there, a lot of other good podcasts. Check that out. It's called The Franchise. It's all about Star Wars this season to the next season. We're talking about maybe doing Back to the Future or
Ooh.
Indiana Jones or possibly Harry Potter coming in the fall. But check that out on Howl FM. It's you get an app and you can do all of that.
Apps
yeah.
are so fun.
Yeah.
Love apps.
So do that.
Got to download them.
And then continue listening to this podcast and give us – take like – a minute or 20 seconds when you're done listening and give us a good review and write a comment so we can climb those fucking iTunes charts because they keep changing their algorithm. So do that.
Yeah.
Awesome. And thanks for listening. And as always,
ayahuasca damn near killed him.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.